In Japan, we're learning that by mixing leaves and other living materials into our soil, we can
Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 280, Relive a Ride on Living with the Land. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we relive my family's ride through a Christmas-decorated greenhouse. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Still rolling, guys. And we're starting to pick up listeners. I want to give a special thank you to a new review on Apple Podcasts. They said, perfect mini vacation for your ears. Love all the sounds, attractions, and music all around, just like you're there in real life. That's exactly what I was hoping you would say. If you want to leave me a review just like they did, I'd love to see it. You can do it wherever you listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. And while you're submitting your review, let's listen to our next episode too. Today, we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun has set and the rain has moved out, and we're now having a beautiful Florida winter evening. If you remember from Memory 279, we took advantage of some very short waits and ran through Soarin' a couple of times. As we exit the attraction wing, we begin working our way across the ground floor to the other side where the entrance to Living with the Land boat ride begins. I've been holding off on this attraction, awaiting the dark outside, because for the last few years, the cast members have decorated the greenhouse with Christmas lights, and it's just a bit more magical. I've tried not to tell the family, because I wanted it to be a surprise for them. They had no idea this was coming. So the queue moves quickly, and we'll board in the very front of the boat in no time. We'll make our way through the biome scenes, and as we exit the movies section, where they explain some of the work that they're doing, you'll hear the person behind me also so excited for their family to see the greenhouse. We'll round the corner, and the joy in the boat is audible. The ride is pleasant and relaxing, as always, and we'll wrap up the things we wanted to do in the Land Pavilion. Once we finish, we'll make our way up the escalator and outside into the evening air, where we are presented with a view of the spaceship Earth in its beautiful new light show. As we make our way to our next stop, though, we can't help but look at it and enjoy all the colors as they dance around on Spaceship Earth. But it won't distract us too much, for we must get to another attraction. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in this memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we relive a boat ride through a Christmassy greenhouse.
Thank you. Awesome. Hop on in, bud. Fishing line and lights.
Yeah. stays in the dark.
One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface.
See the restaurant up top?
More than half of its land and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives.
Get an alligator or a crocodile? Can you tell the difference?
Nature has created a very different, but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil one day become home to the American farm. Of all the forces at work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use and sometimes overuse of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods.
Daytime versus nighttime.
They're
really
making it nighttime,
right? No, there's no sunlight on the other side of this stuff.
Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
Salmon.
No. snowman.
For some, it's difficult to imagine the holidays without winter and snow. But one of the most important holiday crops actually grows in the tropics. For centuries, farmers in Central America have cultivated cacao to make chocolate. In fact, cacao is chocolate's main ingredient. Today, people around the world are able to enjoy a variety of sweets and keep warm thanks to this tropical plant.
Allspice. There's your allspice berries. Celebrate with hot chocolate. Peanut butter tree. Edible leaves.
Banana chair is my favorite part.
This is real fish.
Yes. You need to go behind the
But seafood is an essential part of many festive meals. In parts of southern Italy, family and friends gather once a year to celebrate lobbadia, the seventh great seafood dinner. Tilapia, bass, and shrimp are the most famous
food. See the catfish in there?
What's over there?
Channel catfish.
The tradition is known as the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
There's a Christmas tree in there.
There's a cocktail sauce.
Y'all up here,
Dad. There's a
Christmas tree in the end of it.
That'll be your
tank?
Yeah. Look.
Citrus, like the oranges grown here, are common in Florida. But in Northern Europe, where fresh fruit is rare in winter, they're much harder to find, making them an extra special stocking stuffer. During Chinese New Year, these vibrant fruits are given as gifts of good fortune.
Sorghum, basil.
Nine-pound lemon.
The huge. I don't see any right now. Sugar cane.
They say it's better to give than to receive. And in this greenhouse, we're celebrating the holidays by giving back to the land.
Oh, yeah.
That was all real.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
They need to take you behind the scenes.
By recycling water, we can give plants rich nutrients. By giving plants labor to control pests and reduce the need for pesticides. And by growing ground plants vertically, we give them better protection from disease.
Growing out
their
vines? On a trailer? I guess that makes it very easy to harvest. Make sure they don't fall off. Or fall on your plate.
With these gifts, our plants can grow an abundance of festive vegetables. This greenhouse alone grows a bountiful 15
cucumbers
each year. When we give, we receive, making the most of the land's green plants.
Yes, that's what the sign said.
It looks like a cucumber plant. It's just the cucumbers don't look like cucumbers. Looks like some
cinnamon.
All right,
Many of the plants you see here help spice up the holiday. The bark of cinnamon trees, like the one growing beside you, is used to make cinnamon sticks. Do you like eggnog? You can thank nutmeg for its signature taste. Other spices, like ginger and vanilla, add flavor to a variety of holiday cookies, cakes, and other
squash, and it just, that's the root system on it.
Plants with care and good cheer, Epcot scientists are able to celebrate the holidays with the land's many gifts.
What do they mean by
my dad would have been
sad? Oh my god. Think Santa might sit there?
Yeah.
It's a pretty small, feminine looking shoes
person. These greenhouses represent just a fraction of the work being done worldwide to produce bountiful harvests for our growing population. Scientists, farmers, and even backyard gardeners are doing their part to improve the quantity and quality of foods that we all rely upon. Together, we can continue to find more ways to increase food production and protect our precious natural environment. Only then will we truly be living with the land. On behalf of Walt Disney World, we hope you've enjoyed this unique journey through our living laboratories. If you'd like a closer look, then check out the Behind the Scenes walking tour. It's a chance for the whole family to get up close and personal with the plants and growing techniques in our laboratories. Please keep your hands and feet inside the boat and remain seated until the boat comes to an end stop.
You like that little surprise?
Yes.
I have been trying every bit not to say a word about it. I keep catching myself, but you guys gotta see. No, we can't go yet. We have to wait. It has to be dark. They just started doing it the last couple years. All the lights up there. Did you like all those lights? Remember all those lights?
Pretty.
Wow.
So pretty.
top of the arm.
Give it a minute.
How did you walk?
Oh, it moves. No, it's moving. Because now the top of the bottom is not. It's like chasing it around.
How cool, man.
It's pretty.
We actually do want to go, say, right. We're going to go around the right.
Look at the globe now.
Ready.
I was going to fall. Guys, go around the right.
Yes, dear. Backwards waterfall.
Oh, yeah. What?
Backwards waterfall?
This is what you do if you have imagination.
It's a water ride.
Water up.
Yeah, exactly. A water up. Not a water down, a water up.
Look at it, look at it, look at it.
It's a water fly. It's
pretty.
Wow. Oh, it's different colors too.
Waterfly. Whoa! Wow! Oh, monorail. Look up, look at it real quick. Look underneath it. That's another addition.
Wow.
A little, they add the color of the monorail underneath it.
That's so cool.
So the red monorail is red, the green monorail.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's not red. It's like a peach pink.
You must get the color right.
Is that one done too?
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.